We have a special morning conversation this morning as the season for the Southern Illinois Symphony Orchestra kicks off next month. So we thought we would talk with the musical director, Maestro Ed Benyus. Ed, thanks for coming in this
morning. Good morning, Jennifer. Good to see you again this morning.
You know, every year I look forward to the preview of what's coming this year. And this year, I'm kind of proud that, wow, I know all of these pieces and all of these composers.
And that's the idea. We want people to come to the concert. Our attendance has been declining a little bit in past years, so we have a few things going this year. First of all, the title for the whole season is called Classics for Everyone, and we have a five-concert season. But we start off with the most famous piece of classical music ever written, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Later in the season, we'll have the sing-along Messiah. We'll have Vivaldi's Four Seasons and Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov, and then a night at the Oscars. But I'm getting ahead of myself. But we're trying to get people into the seats, and we've got a few promotions going as well.
A lot of times when you talk about the symphony or going to see a performance at the caliber that you put on, it can be a little bit intimidating for people. Maybe they know some of what they're hearing, but they're a little intimidated about just being in the audience and listening to it. Do you find that?
Sometimes, until they come one time. I mean, you can dress, you can wear whatever you want. I always talk to the audience at each of the concerts, sometimes tell a few jokes, sometimes talk a little bit about the music, the soloists, our guest artists, and so forth. Let's just talk about opening night. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, which I brought a little recording for you. I think your news listeners this morning might be a little shocked. Can we play a minute and a half segment of what we're going to hear on opening night?
Sure.
No, it's not 9 o'clock yet. Time for classical music. That was Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, the exposition of the first movement, and that's a performance that we did here in 2006 with the Southern Illinois Music Festival at Shriock Auditorium, and we're performing that on Tuesday, October 8th. Opening night of the Southern Illinois Symphony.
You've added a couple of things this year, as you talked about. You're trying to grow your audience, maybe diversify your audience a little bit. That first night, kind of a welcome back or a welcome to the symphony?
Exactly. And you talk about people being intimidated. The first night's called Beethoven and Hot Dogs. Anyone with a ticket to the concert for Tuesday, October 8th, it's a free hot dog, chip, and soda, and cookie picnic dinner. We're trying to encourage families. We know it's a weeknight, it's a school night, and families are busy. We want families to come and bring their kids and have you don't have to worry about dinner that night. We provide it for you. That's at 6 o'clock in the Fainter Breezeway, but you have to have a ticket to the concert. And could I just talk about how to get tickets? It's a little bit different this year for the symphony. There are several ways. You can call 453-6000. Tickets are being sold at the SIU Arena ticket office, also at McLeod Theater ticket office, easy to park there. And you can get season tickets in advance for all five concerts, or individual tickets. The Shryock Auditorium box office will only be open the evening of the concert. So for this first concert, it'll be at 5:30, and it may be a little bit later, 6 o'clock after, for subsequent concerts. But you can call 453-6000. You can go online, southerntickets.com, or you can go in person to one of those box offices. And we also have some brochures out in the community with tear-off order forms. And another promotion that we're trying to get, we really want younger people and families to come to the concerts. So we have actually an under 50 discount, 20% off the full price of season tickets, which is cheap to begin with, $100 for five concerts. So if you're under 50, you can get those for $80.
Sure. And of course, you can go to Southern Tickets Online. There's lots of information there on when the concerts are and what the performances are. You've talked a little bit about Beethoven's Fifth. That's coming up. It's a week from tomorrow.
Correct.
October 8th. After that, Three Tenors and More, The Sing-Along Messiah. A lot of these are very interactive, even if you're still just sitting in your seats. You really feel like you're a part of these pieces.
Well, certainly with The Sing-Along Messiah, and that'll be December 13th. That's on a Friday night. But between the Beethoven Fifth and the sing-along, we do Three Tenors and More. Of course, people love hearing the three tenors. They aren't the three tenors, but they're three terrific tenors. We're combining with the Edwardsville Orchestra for that concert. So we do a concert on November 18th in Edwardsville, November 19th, a Tuesday night again here at Shryock. And we have a dozen arias for tenors. Plus, this year is the 200th anniversary of the birth of Wagner and Verdi. So we have actually a Wagner symphonic medley from Wagner's operas, and then a healthy dose of Verdi is part of those dozen arias for the tenors. That's just the fall. Beethoven in October, three tenors in November. Sing-Along Messiah. You said you're excited about the Sing-Along Messiah.
I am. It's been several years since I sang the Messiah.
You bring your score, yeah, and you sit by your voice type. That for that concert, the seating is unreserved. We'll have the orchestra. We'll have soloists. We'll have some ringers in the audience to help with the choruses, and of course the famous Hallelujah chorus for that one. And then the spring, we have two great concerts in the spring. February 4th is a night at the Oscars, so we're previewing, getting ready for the Academy Awards. And we're going to do music from great movies of the past, Academy Award-winning movies. And then our season finale is in April 8th. We call that So Long Stemper. Do you want to know why?
I'd love to know why.
Normally, that's our Stars of Allkell concert, where we feature the solo and composition contest winners from the School of Music. But my terrific colleague, Frank Stemper, our composition professor, is retiring this year. And so I said, would you mind if we... He begged me to play a piece of his music. I said, okay, you're retiring. We'll do that. And I said, would you mind if I call the concert So Long Stemper? So he said, great. So we're doing a piece of Frank's and maybe some music that influenced him as well. And then we'll finish with a real popular, the musical depiction of the Arabian Nights, the Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Sure. For people who... are not familiar with symphony. Maybe they are familiar. I mean, I think it would be hard to find someone who's never heard even a little bit of Beethoven's Fifth. How important is it to have concerts like this available in an area like Southern Illinois?
Well, if you look at your musical offerings, live musical offerings in this area, of course, our School of Music, is the crux of that in terms of classical music. But otherwise, you get mostly non-classical music. So I think it's extremely important, not just for Carbondale, but for the whole, all the way down to Caro and up to Mount Vernon. You know, this is the professional orchestra of our area. It's great for our students to be exposed to it as listeners, for our music students to participate as performers, our faculty, community members, area professionals. We all get together. And this year, classics for everyone, great music.
Classics for Everyone is, as it says, for everyone. You're still doing the Classics for Kids series, which will begin again,
true.
Too?
We do two concerts in Allkell Hall with smaller groups. I think one is in November, one's in February. And then the night of the opening night and the closing night, so October 8th and April 8th, we will also do 10 a.m. concerts. These are admission-free, no reservation required, shorter program, less than an hour. And we will actually play all of Beethoven's Fifth for the kids, with a little story that goes along with it. So the 10 a.m. concerts are for children of any age.
Sure. Ed Benyus is the musical director, the maestro of the Southern Illinois Symphony. You can get more information on the season by going to southerntickets.online.com or call 453-6000. Ed, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.